Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, could you just clarify? I know when you said that Paul Tierney came up and said that he thought it was a red card, but because of him, it's a yellow. Do you mean that John Brooks told him,
yeah,
don't give him a red?
Yeah. I wouldn't, at one point, maybe we'll get anyway the audio. That's what I understood. I mean, for me, it was a red card, but because of him, or he said yellow, whatever, these kind of things. Yes, and he pointed to the fourth official. Yeah.
Would you get in touch with John Brooks or something like that, or say, sorry about that?
I could do it. No, didn't think about it. To be honest, it was not cool. But I just celebrated in his direction. What did I do actually? I said, without you, that's not okay. And we got the yellow card for it. So that. But do you think it was? And honestly, I don't mean now. I don't think it's an apology necessary. And you think it? Do you think I should apologize for that? Was it bad enough? Was I that close?
Oh, no. Well, I see it was close enough, I thought, yeah.
Okay. But I don't have numbers and stuff like this from referees. So, I have to be honest, I didn't think about that yet. But I can do that easily. That's not a problem. I said it was my fault, but just didn't think that it's... it was that bad, but how we all know, in your own mind, things are sometimes different to what the outside world sees. And if that looked, to be fair, you were the first one who told me that. Everybody spoke to me about that. Everybody. But you were the first who asked me that, so I will consider that definitely.
Chris?
You mentioned a tackle on Salah last time as well. I mean, is it maybe not a coincidence, but there's some unbelievable stats about how little
these stats are surprising. I know them as well. They are really surprising. A guy who has the ball constantly in his feet, who is a dribbler, who scores in the same number of goals over years, and it was it's like this. How Mo deals with these things, I don't know. Absolutely exceptional. So. Yeah, but for me in that moment, it's not again Mo or whatever. It's just so obvious. So I think the Bernardo Silva situation was a clear foul on Mo, and this situation was a clear not a foul. So especially if you take the Bernardo Silva situation in account, and now this challenge, and this should be the same punishment. You don't understand it. It's just, and I don't think I'm right or wrong in that moment. It's just, for me, in that moment, so obviously wrong or right. And if nothing happens, obviously, after that, then, yeah, done and dusted. But we concede the goal 35 seconds after this incident. And that led it. I just didn't want to find excuse for my reaction or whatever. It just explained it. So it's like, there's a foul, there's a free kick, there's the goal. And pretty much direct after, we scored a goal. So, yes, that was the emotion I was in. And I'm now, obviously, I will hopefully realize in a completely different mood. So that's, but in this situation, it's really tricky to deal with. And you had similar conversations with other managers. It's not to excuse our behavior or whatever, but you never had the real situation, like being in it to... You were right about it, but you were never in the situation to really understand. But I cannot describe it because it just happens more or less. But the emotions are pretty going up and down. So if all managers would be at home like they are at the touchline, that would be a crazy life. So we are not, obviously, because that's an extreme situation. And this led in that moment to that. And yeah, it's still the wrong reaction, of course, but that's it.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.